This is Northwest News from KPLU. Seattle school board members have voted to make the district an official partner of the city's preschool program, but the city and the district are still hashing out what that partnership looks like exactly. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has more.
Seattle voters approved a property tax hike that will eventually subsidize preschool for up to 2,000 children. The district is named as a partner in that effort, so school board members approved a high-level document spelling out some of the basics of that partnership. There are financial safeguards, there's an agreement to streamline the enrollment processes, and there's a pledge for the district to provide student ID numbers to city pre-K participants. That way, both the city and the district can track their test scores as they grow. Once skeptical of the partnership, Seattle School Board member Marty McLaren says she's more encouraged now.
There's a lot of ambiguity there. There's a lot we don't know. But I think it's very important that we have this formal agreement to ground the further steps in.
Among the things the agreement doesn't spell out, how much classroom space the district will provide. That's something district staff said will be fodder for more detailed agreements in the future. But even though the agreement passed by a 5-1 vote, several board members also raised concerns the 7-page document was too open-ended. As Sue Peters, the lone no vote, put it, "What are we committing to here?" Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.